The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of The News Show. It is the 8th of October, 2019. We've got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Some Amazon Fire tablets are getting a little update, starting off with their Fire HD 10. As you can probably guess, judging by it says 10, yeah, it's keeping the same 10.1-inch screen, and pretty much its overall design hasn't changed. It's what's underneath that screen that's really mattering, including a new processor, better battery life, they're promising, and finally, after probably so much clamoring for it, USB-C charging. Now, Amazon says the Fire HD 10 is now 30% faster than the old model, and they're promising 20 to 25% better battery life. Of course, that's all going to depend on what you're doing with your tablet. There's also enhanced Wi-Fi on board the thing. The micro SD storage now has been expanded up to a maximum of 512, but it's definitely all hardware focused when it comes to the new tablet. The software side, pretty much the same. It's still running the same customized version of Android. Now, apart from the Fire HD tablet, there's also a kids edition. Yeah, why not? Amazon wanting to be child friendly, and here you go. The Kids Edition, which is also a 10-inch screen, also has a nice little nifty case to go right along with it. Personally, from an adult point of view, I kind of like the Kids Edition. Don't tell nobody. Not to mention, if you drop it, it probably won't break. Now, yes, about that case that it's in, it actually has a built-in adjustable stand, so you can pop that tablet up and, you know, watch some videos or play some games. See, now you know why I like the Kids Edition better. Plus, on top of this, you're going to have TV shows and movies that are all meant for the kiddos out there. Plus, it's going to give parents parental controls so they can monitor and limit time spent in front of that screen. The HD Fire 10 Adult Edition, that's not what it's called, but that's what we're going to call it, it's going to set you back $149. The Kids Edition, however, yeah, it's more expensive, $199. But either one you go for, they'll start shipping October 30th. Spotify and Siri, they are hooking up. Finally, you've got the ability now to play music with Apple's Siri's voice assistant, be it on your iPhone or even your iPad. This is pretty much all made possible because of the new iOS 13. And it also has a lot to do with Spotify jumping down Apple's throat saying, "Excuse me, we should have equal opportunities just as much as your service does for your own device." But that's a different story. At least now you can ask Siri to play music through your Spotify app. And according to Spotify, Siri can also control the app with CarPlay. Plus, you can use AirPlay to play your music on, say, your HomePod. Sorry, I'm still laughing at those things. And those will respond to voice commands as well. Now, not everything is just about Siri integration with Spotify. How about Apple TV integration with Spotify? Oh, yes, indeed. Now there's a Spotify Apple TV app. Though, don't expect anything groundbreaking when it comes to UI. Pretty much looks like it does on any other TV platform, aka, say, Roku. But it definitely does get the job done, and it does it pretty well. The Spotify Apple TV app? Yep, you guessed it. You can find it in the TVOS App Store right now. And finally, speaking of things Apple, Apple kind of pulled a whoops. Think we might have seen something we weren't supposed to. Then again, you know how PR works. Maybe they meant to put it out there and we're just supposed to think, ooh. Well, regardless, it looks like a sleep app is coming for your Apple Watch. And most of you are probably saying, wow, it's about time. While looking through the App Store and listing Apple's Alarms app for the Apple Watch, well, they kind of reference something that's not there, sleep. Now, from what we've seen as far as the screenshots go, looks like you're going to be able to set your bedtime and wake-up time in the sleep app. Pretty much like you do on your iPhone now. What we're hoping for is the sleep app will go a little bit further than that and actually track your sleeping patterns. Now, we did last month kind of get a little bit of a hint that sleep tracking might be finally showing up, at least to the folks over there at 9to5 Mac. In fact, the feature is supposed to be called Time in Bed Tracking. Now, no, don't go looking for this update just yet on watchOS. It ain't there. And even if it was there, if it's any track record like the iPhone, it'll probably take them 3 or 4 times to get it right in the first place. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find Find us at BritishTechNetwork.com, hosted by TSO Host. Yes, they are the ones helping us bring all of our content to you each and every day of the year. Got something you need to get out there on the interwebs? Well, they might be the hosting company for you. You should definitely give them a try. Check them out today, TSOHost.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook page at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our Slack room with our BTN community and join up with us. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.